I'm not a huge fan of spicy foods, but I do like a bit of spice in other areas of my life. Reality TV fights, make it spicy. My margaritas, make them very spicy. And when it comes to the spice cabinet you keep beside your bed, you gotta have a wide variety of spices to keep things heated up. If you've been looking for some more flavor to add to your life behind closed doors, Adam and Eve can help you bring the heat with some fun new items to turn up the temp between you and someone else, or if it's a single girl summer, there's plenty of options for those of you riding solo this year. Adam and Eve is offering 50% off just about any item, and they'll include free shipping and rush processing so you can spice things up ASAP. And you don't got to worry about your neighbors noticing your delivery. Adam and Eve ships things out in discreet packaging, so you and Deborah down the street don't have to make awkward eye contact when you get your mail. Just go to adamandeve.com and select any one item and select, just enter offer code Abby at checkout. That's ABBY at adamandeve.com. This exclusive offer is specific to this podcast, so be sure to use code Abby to get your discount. Code Abby.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
The Burt Show.
Cassie and Abby here like to read. The content of what they're reading is kind of shocking.
We're intellectuals, okay?
And it's one we can't talk about right here, but we did talk about in our bonus content. So check it out, theburtshow.com/bonusBS. So her boyfriend was straight up being inappropriate, right?
Yeah, he 100% was. I mean, that was the consensus on the show, that he's a part of this group chat, and he and these guys every day share a photo of a naked woman, and it's icky. It's not their exes. It's not women they know. They're literally going to Google and finding images of naked women and sharing them. And she has an issue with her boyfriend doing this. It feels disrespectful to her, and she wanted to know if she was even had a right to say anything. And if so, how do you say, hey, this makes me uncomfortable. I don't like the fact you're doing this. Please stop.
Would any of you guys be okay with this?
No,
absolutely not.
No.
Hell no, right?
It would be a deal breaker for me.
Yeah.
If I found out I take that back. I think people need a chance to be taught and recognize how that what they're doing could be perceived as icky. So if I had that conversation and he decided to continue to do it, for me, that would be a relationship I would need to exit out of.
This would be something I'd be really pissed if I knew my 16-year-old was doing with his friends, right? And this is an adult.
To have that mentality on women and just, you know, reducing them to nude photos and trading them and sending those pictures like trading cards, we're talking about humans that deserve better.
So the email update here, because she was going to go in and go and tell him, hey, you know what? Totally inappropriate, not comfortable with it. So she writes us and she says, first off, thank you guys for hearing my problem and discussing it. Bert, I think it was you that suggested for me to do a similar thing with my friends where we'd send pictures of naked men. I'm sure that would have definitely bothered him. However, to be honest, I didn't feel right about it. For one, I don't want to see those pictures. Mm-hmm. And for two, my boyfriend is not built very well, and I think it would intimidate him.
She did not say that. That is not what the email says.
I have no desire to look at random nude men. And also, it wouldn't be fair to my friends, and it just seemed like it would be adding to the problem, not fixing it. Well, duh. That seems like I'd be just using, objectifying these random men for my own purpose. Oh, you don't worry about it, dude. Like that. We don't care.
Nope.
I think it was Abby who suggested that I should ask my boyfriend how he'd feel if some guys he didn't know were passing around nude pictures of me. I decided to use that approach.
Yeah!
I talked to him and I laid out all my feelings and worries about the whole text chain thing. And I told him straight up that it bothered me and why. Then I hit him with the big question.
Boom.
How would he feel if it was my picture being shared around? I could see him really thinking it over. He seemed surprised and hadn't really considered it from that angle before. Long story short, he agreed to quit the group exchange, and it's all thanks to the advice from you guys.
Me.
He's taking full credit for this one. So really, thanks a lot. You helped me more than you even know.
I got more. Yeah, so if you're in my DMs telling me I have terrible advice, ha! I got this one. Yeah, I just feel like it was the way, because when you objectify someone, it shows like a lack of empathy. And I feel like posing that question made him put himself in the shoes of women who would have been objectified in that text exchange. So I think this is a win for men and women and creating empathy where there was none before.
Now I'm going to go ahead and put myself on blast. Does that mean we no longer do the hot guy fantasy football lineup? Because technically I'm objectifying men.
I told you guys don't care.
Okay.
These football players. I don't think they would see that as an insult.
It's a different mentality. Yeah. It really
Granted,
is.
It's not new photos. I think that's probably like one step further. But I mean, technically, yeah, I am.
I think that's a little bit different because you're just saying this is an objectively hot guy. Where if it's like a naked photo and they're sending it in the group chat and they're like, haha, laugh funny. That to me is like degrading and not being complimentary.
And if the dudes had any issue with it, then just send a picture of one of their girlfriends.
How does it feel now? That's a good idea.
I do think it's pretty interesting that you made him think of it that way because when you're passing around these pictures, maybe as these dudes left and right, these are just pictures. They're not women. Mm-hmm. They don't have families. They don't have boyfriends. They don't have husbands. They're just pictures. But when you made it personal for him and like, this is a person with a boyfriend that has feelings and is feeling objectified, then it totally changed his attitude. It was a good call.
Yeah. Why is it okay to talk about her, but not your girlfriend?
Right.
The Bird Show.